Students and teachers throughout Maryland now have a month of online learning under their belts, and they learned for sure last week that that's how it's going to be for the rest of this school year. WIPR's John Lee reports on what Baltimore County schools have learned about virtual learning so far, and what's next.
At this point, every student in Baltimore County who the school system has been able to reach should have a device, either a laptop or a Chromebook, or the school system is working to get them one. Chief Academic Officer Mary McComas says the school system has been shipping out devices to students who need them. She says 84% of the county's students are logging on to a school site to find assignments from their teachers. The students then send them back when they're done.
And so that really is the primary kind of lifeline, if you will, between our teachers and our students.
And for students who don't have Wi-Fi at home, the county has purchased 1,000 hotspots. They've handed out about half of them so far. Virtual lessons are available daily for all students, but there are some who are skipping them.
I will say that there are two that I know who have flatly told us, schools, you know, we're not going to school, so why should I bother?
Annie Smith is head of the special education department at Sparrows Point Middle School. She says they're not giving up on those students. And as for those students who have just dropped off the radar, Cindy Sexton, president of the County Teachers Union, says teachers are trying different ways to find them.
They call the house, they email, they see if there's an alternate number or maybe sometimes even an older sibling that they may be able to get in touch with.
Some students are thriving using virtual learning. For instance, Smith says one of her students who didn't talk much in class is participating more now that he communicates in virtual classrooms by typing.
I really hope that, you know, we can use some of these learnings and incorporate it when, you know, when we do go either fully back or, you know, start to transition back into the school building.
But other students are struggling. Sexton says the success of distance learning can depend on what's going on in the home.
Some parents are unable to work with their students for whatever reason, and some of our students have full support of parents who can work with them one-on-one to get through the work.
McComas says State School Superintendent Karen Salmon's announcement that schools will be closed for the remainder of the year makes it easier to go forward.
We have, you know, 6, 7, 8 weeks that we're looking at here to make sure that we finish planning for, that we push out whatever resources we think we can in time to support students for the rest of this year and going into the summer.
And speaking of summer, McComas says they're planning for the possibility of having a traditional in-class summer school in July for some students who need it. That would happen only if the state greenlights it, and McComas says classes would be small.
So if we are allowed to bring people together in person, we would like to be able to do that. And of course, we would have to follow all of the guidelines around social distancing.
If they can't do that, then McComas says summer school will be offered online. What happens beyond summer is anyone's guess. Sexton, the teachers union president, says she doubts students will be returning to school buildings in the fall. Crowded classes and social distancing don't mix well. Sexton also says she expects if the online learning continues in the fall, it will be more rigorous than what the students are doing now. I'm John Lee reporting for 88.1 WIPR.